Thank you very much, Vice President. Dear Excellencies and distinguished colleagues, Just Cans is happy to see that the work of Subprogram 2 was found to be relevant, effective, and likely making contributions towards intended impacts. This is all the more important given the oversized importance of investment and foreign direct investment in leveraging trade for development and achieving the Sustainable Development Goals more broadly. We are also pleased to see that the technical assistance provided was highly valued. Not only were major activities, such as the Foreign Direct Investment Database, found to be very relevant, but other technical assistance was as well. For example, we're pleased to see the relevance and impact of the investment policy reviews and improvements in e-systems. We also commend the subprogram for maintaining such an extensive network of partners, including many non-traditional UN partners, such as stock exchanges, investors, and business organizations. In addition to the importance for all of UNCTAD's work in maintaining strong relationships with key partners, it is an important reminder that when it comes to trade, one of our number one clients and partners should be the private sector. We also commend the subprogram for its endeavors in measuring results at the outcome level. For example, we were pleased to see that by 2019, 16 countries had implemented at least 80% of the recommendations contained in their investment policy reviews. We also note that the evaluation found that it was difficult to assess impact due to a lack of comprehensive data. We note the finding that the division should prioritize streamlining its monitoring, reporting, and evaluation mechanisms to systematically collect and analyze data on long-term impact. We think this recommendation would be appropriate for all the divisions at UNCTAD, and as such, look forward to seeing how the overall work on the results framework and indicators will help improve a more unified and systematic approach to results reporting. Finally, we commend the work the division has done in incorporating gender into their work. For example, including gender disaggregated data in UNCTAD statistics on international investment agreements better enable discussions with relevant stakeholders. We note the need for more progress and reiterate our suggestion that UNCTAD would benefit from not only having a unified and consistent gender mainstreaming approach for all of its activities, but the need for an overarching strategic framework that demonstrates the drivers and binding constraints to achievement of gender equality in trade and investment, inclusive of diverse women's full and equal participation and leadership in all sectors and at all levels. Thank you very much.